Welcome, everyone, to the next episode of Provo City School District's What's Up with the Soup podcast. I am Superintendent Wendy Dow. For this episode, I am visiting with two amazing employees from our Child Nutrition Department. Tammy Horger is our Child Nutrition Director, and Debbie Fang, who is our district's dietitian. We are going to highlight the great work our Child Nutrition Department does to provide healthy and delicious meals for our students, as well as discuss a recent taste testing event they held to try out new recipes. First, here are our updates. A boundary and feasibility study update. The Provo City School District recently heard the results of our boundary and feasibility study. This study was intended to guide future planning by analyzing demographic trends, enrollment patterns, geographic considerations across the district, and the school board is going to continue to analyze this and other data in the near future. They've already submitted a list of additional questions that they have. Potential next steps include further evaluation of school boundaries, program offerings, and transportation routes. The board's goal is to ensure equitable access to educational opportunities while using facilities and resources efficiently and sustainably. We would also like to update you on Wasatch Elementary. Recently, we encountered water behind the retaining wall on the south portion of the Wasatch property, which led to problems with this wall itself and the south parking lot. An investigation was commenced to determine the cause of the issues, and it was determined that the issues are not occurring because of water draining from the surface. After even more investigation, including we had a third party independently study the site, it has been determined that this water is coming from the mountain above the school. It is likely that the unusually wet weather we had last year, which was preceded by years of drought conditions, have created this issue and delayed the effects that are now being felt. We want to emphasize that the structure of the school is not in any danger. The school building itself is securely built on stable native soil and is not at risk of settling. Additionally, since the water is entering the property at a much lower level, all other retaining walls on the school site are not affected. This current condition is isolated specifically to that south retaining wall. We are actively working on solutions. We're committed to moving forward carefully. We will be receiving more information, including costs, this week as our architects and engineers prepare several options for how to address the water issue. These proposals will be presented to the school board on April 29th, where then we will adopt a plan of action for resolving the issues. We are working with all entities involved to determine financial responsibility for all of the issues identified, and we won't know the full impact until the Board of Education finalizes their plan of action and a final determination regarding responsibility has been made. In Provo City School District, our library system provides families with tools to make informed choices, ensuring that parents can guide their child's reading experience. In the system, parents are able to view our library catalog, view your child's checked out books, restrict your child from checking out specific books, and review the sensitive materials policy and book review process. Please visit the district website for more information. This Is Us Art Gala is on Monday, April 28th at 5 o'clock p.m. at Shoreline Middle. It is sure to be a fun evening for all families. There are a number of policies or procedures available for review on our district website. Go to provo.edu, click on Policies, Forms, and Documents. You can click on Review Draft Policies here. It will enable you to submit your feedback. The next school board meeting is on Tuesday, April 29th. The study session will begin at 4 o'clock p.m. in Boardroom 1. We have a retiree reception that will begin at 5:30 p.m. in the PDC, with the business meeting beginning at 6 o'clock p.m. Please join us as we will be honoring our retirees during the business meeting, which starts at 6 in the Professional Development Center. Continue watching for my weekly video casts in your email. These video casts provide one place for you to learn about important things happening across the district. And now let's talk with Debbie and Tammy. This week we are featuring our Child Nutrition Department. And so I want to allow our guests to introduce themselves, tell us how long they've worked in Provo City School District, and just a little bit about what has made them so passionate about child nutrition work here in the district.
Well, I'm Tammy Horger. I am the director of the child nutrition program. I've been here about 2.5 years. However, I've been in the field of child nutrition for about 30 years. So I'm an old timer. So what I love about Provo is they just are a step above any other district I've known or worked in. As far as this is what makes them special. We serve an enormous amount of fresh fruits and vegetables in our program. And when I first came, in fact, the office staff said no canned fruit or vegetables. And I said, well, we have to have a little bit in case there's an emergency, but we just don't even really do canned fruits and vegetables. So we have a big selection of fresh fruits and vegetables every day.
That's awesome.
It's awesome.
That's awesome.
You kid.
All right, Debbie, tell us a little bit about you.
So I'm Debbie. I'm the dietitian for Provo School District's Child Nutrition Department, and I've been here for a little over a year now. It's kind of wild. It feels like it's been my whole life, but I just feel like I fit in so well here, and I love it so much. And one of the reasons I love it so much is just because everyone's passionate about this program, and our kitchen managers all have really like their heart and soul in what they do. Like, I've never seen people care so much about the work they do and the kids that they work for. And they have just like the best feedback for me and make my job fun, but also make it mean something to be able to really like create stuff together. And so I love it.
That's great.
Yeah.
What are some of the things you guys are taking into account as you're trying to figure out what's going to help kids eat better?
Oh, that is such a good question. Okay, so we are federally funded, and therefore our oversight is we are overseen by the federal and state governments. The most nutritious meal is one that a child will eat.
Well said, Tammy.
It's so true. And so we have a job to do, which is to create menus that are yummy and that kids recognize this as something familiar. Eat this at home, or I've seen this before. This is familiar to me. And at the same time, make it lower fat, lower sodium, lower sugar, whatever the mandates are that are coming down. And so that's where Debbie comes in too. So tell them a little bit about how you plan the menus, Debbie.
So basically, when I'm looking to develop like a new recipe or something like that for a menu, we'll kind of have like a fun day where we go into the school and make the recipe, and we do a little taste test with the kids and get some feedback there.
It's fun.
It's super fun. And kids are always excited to try new food.
Yes,
and
are.
So it's no problem to get participation and feedback from them. And then we also kind of look at the logistics side of things. So how the recipe works and if anything needs to be adjusted, because really a lot of our recipes are made for like a smaller serving size and we have to up the scale to feed hundreds of kids.
Right.
And so we have to make sure that it makes sense on a larger scale and then also that it works in our kitchen. So we have actually quite a bit of really cool equipment, larger scale ovens and all of that stuff. So we have to make sure it works that way. And then also just that it makes sense that it's not something that's so labor intensive and not as popular with the kids. And so those kind of things come into play. And then I also put that in and then check all the nutrients and everything and make sure we're all staying inside the guidelines. So
that's a big job. You're taking into account a lot of different things.
A lot
of
factors. For sure.
She's the secret weapon. She's the genius at this. And it's going so well. It's going so well. You probably heard about our food taste test, our food fair that we're doing this week.
Please tell us more about that.
And so that came about because we know that there are more restrictive guidelines coming down the pike for sodium and sugar. And so we want to be ready with the recipes that we know that kids are going to eat. Some of our vendors, they can produce items that are lower in fat and sugar and sodium, but it's not necessarily an item that a student is going to enjoy. And so we really put a lot of focus on, is this something that a kid will like? And so we were talking about that one day and with just a couple of us from a couple of different districts. And then we thought, well, why not have a food show where we bring the kids in and they can taste test some scratch recipes that we have developed or that even are like a blast from the past.
Mm-hmm,
like
right.
We've had this before years ago. And it's kind of dropped off the radar.
Right.
And so that's what we're doing. And Debbie, tell about the recipes, Debbie.
Yeah, about this. It's been super fun. So we have a little menu committee, a group of managers that have been here for a long time. And we meet regularly and we talk about stuff they've done before. And we try out new recipes and just talk about different ideas that we want to try. And with the new regulations, really, we've tried to go more for like scratch recipes rather than pre-made products, just because they can be lower in sodium and added sugar without losing that flavor. And then it's also more cost effective. And so we've been talking about that and working on that. And we've came up with some homemade recipes that we're going to try out this Friday, and we're going to get the kids to vote on it and see if they like our recipes. So we have a chicken noodle soup.
Yes.
We're trying that. And we're doing a homemade Parmesan Alfredo.
Oh, that sounds
it's
amazing.
It's very good.
It's good.
It's very good. We're doing mashed potatoes and gravy, of course, one of our favorite items at the school. So we don't want to take away some of the things that, you know, we love and the kids love so much. So we find that they really kind of find a home away from home with things right. like that.
That's absolutely true.
That's true.
Yeah. So we're doing that. And then we have a peach crisp recipe.
Yes.
I know. A homemade ranch and a homemade barbecue sauce. And so right now we get our sauces, well, some of our sauces like fry sauce, barbecue sauce, pre-made in little cups, in little 2 ounce cups. And so we're trying to make those from scratch, and that way they taste really good and they're fresh and they don't have all those other ingredients and they're lower in sodium and added sugar.
So it is something we can do.
It
like when
is.
People say like you can't do that, we it's can. Like, no, you're proving them wrong. We absolutely can.
Yeah, we can do it.
We can do it. I'm just going to tell you, Wendy, that Provo District, and I'm not like bragging for myself.
No, you need to brag. Yeah,
okay, I'm going to brag. I'm going to brag that. Really, when I say we have a history of doing what's good for kids, we do. And so past directors have made decisions that are just phenomenal. And we're carrying that forward. And then we're adding our own little special touch to
right.
it. Like the fruits and vegetables, that was in place when I came here. It was amazing. So we're carrying that forward. And then our latest stamp that we're going to put on what we're doing is more scratch cooking. And so we want to move to a point where we have probably 50% of our menu items scratch cooked.
Oh, that's incredible.
We have the resources. We have the equipment, the staff. We have the know-how. It's leaving us a little bit at a time. So we want to grab a hold of those older managers who know how to do stuff.
Right.
And really kind of glean their knowledge before they
retire and are like, peace out, people. It's
That's
now
right.
I've now taught you all I can. It's up to you to keep this going.
It's true. But we're very fortunate that way. About 30 years ago, there was a huge movement to get rid of school cafeterias and just bring in frozen stuff that you could just heat up in a closet.
Yep.
Remember that?
Yep.
So Provo didn't do that. We still have fully functioning kitchens. We are still very well staffed this year, thank goodness. But we have the ability to take on this challenge, and it's very exciting. And like Debbie said, we bring in our managers. They know what the kids like. And so we bring them in, and then we taste test at the schools, and we're just going to go forward. And with our food show, if this is a success, it's something I would like to see us do every year.
That would be awesome.
Bring the kids in.
That would be amazing. What do you find are some of the things that kids love that are like some of their favorites where you're like, oh, we're going to sell out of this immediately. As soon as they see this on the menu, it's gone. And there's probably 20 things probably.
They do. Yes. There's definitely some favorites. We have a homemade mac and cheese. That's a favorite.
Oh, that sounds incredible.
It's so good. We have like nachos supreme recipe. We do a sweet pork salad recipe. I'm not going to say it's a copycat recipe, but
pretty darn
it's
close.
Just about, if not better than the real thing.
Of a certain
and yes,
brand. Of a certain brand.
Yeah. But yeah, it's great. And the managers have been so creative with coming up with their own like sauce recipes and different things to kind of show the kids that, hey, we're fun. We're kind of like your favorite restaurants out there too, but a much healthier and homemade version.
I think it's awesome that the lunch managers can do some things and have some of that say and can be creative in that way. How fantastic is that?
They know things, and that just to be able to pull that knowledge out of them is incredible.
It's amazing.
In fact, I have found throughout the years, our best ideas kind of bubble up from the bottom if you let them, if you create an environment where people can bring their ideas and we can test them and see, you know, how viable is this? They will talk to you and they'll share their ideas, and they know things about what kids like.
What are the items that the adults come to eat? Because our teachers will go eat.
So I have to tell you, at the secondaries, we have really amazing salads, and we have our regulars. I'll say that. Yeah.
Yeah.
We have feta cheese involved, avocados, fresh veggies. We've got some really nice salads.
I have no idea.
And all homemade dressings. It's amazing.
Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah.
So they can eat healthy too, which is also a great thing for our schools.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. What are some of the challenges you face as you're trying to develop menus or or helping kids get a meal because we know they're going to learn better, right? When they actually eat something. I love your quote about if they don't eat it, then it's not helpful. That's the most unnutritious meal. So what are some of the challenges that come from different things that you have to figure out?
I think we have some logistical challenges, like our food vendor sometimes is a challenge. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, as far as figuring out what the kids like, we do have kind of an east side, west side challenge.
Oh, interesting.
Isn't that interesting? Yep. And maybe a little bit of stigma there, you know, about who eats in the cafeteria and who doesn't.
Gotcha.
But that's a little bit of a challenge. And there are just, you know, misperceptions out there sometimes about what it is we really do. And so when parents come to us with concerns, we always invite them. You can come to lunch, eat lunch with your student.
Yeah.
We will treat you to lunch at the school. Come to school and see what we're offering. And so that's one way to deal with that challenge of the misperceptions. Staffing was a challenge through the COVID years and a couple of years after, but right now we're doing really well with that. And so I think the staff turnover has really just slowed down. So training is not as critical when you have a lot of turnover.
The training gets intense.
But we, you know, we're able to train our people and they stay with us. That's my dream, is that they just stay with us for a long time because that knowledge stays with us too.
I know when we were in the district office, we had to help out some of our nutrition departments in another district. And we were like going out and I was sending people out that were like teacher specialists to be like, they need some cafeteria people. We got to get some people out there. And it was, you know, it was that all hands on deck. So that makes me feel glad that we're kind of moving away from that high stress situation that we were dealing with.
What would you say, Debbie, some challenges that you encounter?
Mainly at all of our schools, we kind of try to have continuity and have the same, not the same menus, but some variations of the same menu, right? Like the same baseline. And so whenever we're doing a new recipe, I think it's kind of challenging to have that recipe be made the exact same way in 18 different schools. Lots of different staff involved. And so I think just getting that ball rolling and getting everything to be, you know, consistent and look the same, taste the same, all of that stuff. And then just something that maybe makes perfect sense to me doesn't make sense to someone else, or, you know, just different preferences, opinions, and that kind of thing can be challenging. Yeah.
I wish our parents knew how good they have it in Provo and that their kids don't need to go off campus. They don't need to be seeking out these other places because there's so many great options here. Like, this is incredible what you are able to do for our students.
Thank you. So. It's true. I feel that way. And I think that, you know, we have so many different options at the different schools. At the elementary schools, we always have two choices. And then at the high school and middle schools, we have 4, 5, sometimes 6 lines they can choose from. And so hopefully everyone can find something they like.
That's a lot of choices.
It's a lot.
That's almost as much as when you go to Chick-fil-A
right?
or something like that, you know?
Right.
And it's way healthier.
Way healthier. Yep. And it's very economical. For $2.50, a high school student can eat a very big lunch.
So they can actually get the nutrition that they need and the energy and the stamina that they need. That's incredible.
It's a very, very good deal economically.
Yeah.
So.
We need to be taking advantage of that.
We do.
Yes. What are some things that you wish our schools or our district would do to help promote our child nutrition program? What are some things I can do? What are some things that our principals can do to help get this word out and to help people know how awesome it is?
That's a good question. We do promote as much as we know how. Of course, we're always growing in that understanding. Yeah. But I think as far as supporting our programs, I know that when our kitchen staff feels supported by the principal and the school staff, they are so much happier to be there.
Yep.
And that shows when the kids come in and they're happy and they feel like I'm a part of this whole enterprise here. It's kind of a joyful thing and it kind of blows out of them. And
I would agree with that.
The kids love that.
Yeah.
And conversely, you can tell when the lunch ladies don't like it or when they're fighting, the kids, you cannot fool them. They know. And then some of them, it scares them. And so they step back.
We want to make sure that those individuals are really a part of the school culture, right? Mm-hmm. Like they need to be included and not as this separate entity that's not part of the school.
Right.
That's important. That's a really good point. you were talking about parents coming. Like, I used to go eat lunch with my kids, like, once in a while. Not a ton. I didn't want to embarrass them because that could be overwhelming. But once in a while, we would go and eat lunch with our kids. How common is that? Or is that something that would stress you out? Does that stress lunch managers out? Or can we help get that word out? Because I think it would be good for a parent to see this is amazing food.
We would love that, honestly. I think it would be great. We'd love to show parents what we have at lunch. I go out to lunch at our schools a lot during the week because I'm like, oh, it's nachos, I'm there. And so
that's a good choice.
I think the more parents that want to come, the better. And more staff too. Any of the teachers at the school, the principal, we have really fun principals that will come and hang out with us during lunch and get lunch with us. And so more of that would be great. And we'd love to even do like some kind of parent breakfast or lunch.
One thing I really, really love to do, we usually do it during National School Breakfast Week, is invite your loved one to breakfast day.
Mm-hmm.
And so what it is that everyone and all the kids in the family, even the little bitty kids, they all eat free. And our grade school kids eat free. We usually do in grade school. And the parents just have to pay like the breakfast price. But they bring their whole family, all their kids eat free. They have lunch with their family. It's pretty inexpensive. We try and make it fun with music and balloons and things like that. But the parents get to come and see, this is what your kids are eating for breakfast. So that increases breakfast awareness.
Oh, that's great.
And it's curious to me that a lot of parents still don't, even though we send home a menu, they still don't understand. We have breakfast every day in all of our schools.
Yeah. That was how I survived as a high school teacher, was from school. I knew I'd go down because I didn't have time to grab it before. But I knew that they were going to have something waiting for me. So that was amazing. Yes.
And so with lunch, the same thing. There are some old school things that have kind of fallen by the wayside, but I think we could easily resurrect, like bring your loved one to lunch day.
Yeah, that's a great idea. We're going to have to brainstorm that more and how we can help with that, because I think that sounds fantastic.
It's so fun.
Super fun. So let me ask a logistical question. If I wanted to go to a school and eat school lunch, where should I go? Mm-hmm. First off, what would be your recommendation? Or are there several that I should go to? And then do I bring cash? Do I bring a card? What do I have to do? What does that look like if I'm a visitor that's coming in?
Okay, so we don't currently, in this day and age, have the possibility of just taking a credit card on the on the serving line. I wish we did.
Yep.
I think that's something we need to work on. But you could bring cash.
Okay, perfect.
And just pay in the line as you go would probably be your best option.
Okay, perfect.
If your child has a lunch account, you can use up their lunch money.
Because it is kind of their money. Okay, that makes sense.
The cashier could just put you in as an adult and it would pull from that account.
Okay,
too.
Okay. That's easy to know. Where should I go? Like, where am I going for lunch? I see how you guys are. You don't even want to say one because you're afraid it's going to, oh, no, you're so good.
I would say Edgemont is a very good school to go to. Okay. Provo High, Centennial. Okay. I know, honestly, any of the schools would be a good one.
I just don't want to freak people out. Superintendent just showed up for lunch. I'll let him know I'm coming ahead of time.
Let him know you're coming.
Just come,
just come.
Be great. I
mean, you'll see different things at different schools. They each have their own being that they're good at. But we have a little gal from Provo Peaks. She's 88 years old. And she just came into office today and she said, I just love those little kids so much. You know, and that's why she keeps doing what she's doing. And so it's, you just feel from them. So you'll feel that a lot from some schools. And the other school's a little more focused on tasking, I guess.
Right.
But you'll just feel different things at different schools. The food's good everywhere.
Good.
The staff is phenomenal.
True.
I do love Provo High. Their food is really good.
It's amazing.
Okay.
Really good. Shoreline, too. I don't know. I'm just going to start saying every school.
Every school has really awesome food. I'll just show up somewhere. It'll be good.
Right.
I just think it would be really fun. We could do some video promos and stuff just so that our parents know, like, this is how good it is. And you have all the information. So, like, I can find out how many calories are in something. And so, like, if I'm really conscientious about that, which I'm not at all, but if I were and I needed to be or something or I wanted to be, then I can do that too. So,
yes. Everything is online available. You can get there, you know, from our regular website and our menus are all posted. So You'll just go through and click what school you're going to, and it will have exactly what they're serving that day. And you can click on each item, and it will tell you all the nutrition information, all the allergens, anything you need to know.
Oh, that's amazing. So, just all of that information just at our fingertips.
It is.
What a world, right?
I know. It's so great.
When I first started doing this, there is no way. We dreamed of this day.
Right?
We dreamed of this day when we barely had computers back then. So we dreamed of this day. It was like the Jetsons, you know?
Yes.
And now it's here.
It's here.
And we hardly think twice about it.
No, it's amazing. Such a great thing to provide for our families and our kids. It's mm-hmm. so great. So that's awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming and just sharing. And I can't wait. I'm going to have to go eat some school lunch.
Okay.
It'll be great. Thank you, Tammy.
Thanks, Wendy.
Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you, Wendy. Our pleasure.
Thank you, everyone, for joining me for this week's episode of What's Up with the Soup. As always, all episodes will be posted on the district website, YouTube, and anywhere you get your podcasts. If you have any topics or questions you would like us to discuss on the podcast, please email us at podcast@provo.edu. And don't forget to join us again next week for another new episode of What's Up with the Soup. Have a great weekend, everyone.